Greetings again. This is the next in the series of oral history podcasts that the Cedar Mill Community Library is doing this year. In this interview, you will hear Eva Maria, a German immigrant who got here by working in the hotel industry and eventually started college here and ended up teaching at Pacific University.
My name's Helena.
And my name's Julia.
What is your name?
My name is Eva Maria.
Where did you come from? What country are you from?
I'm German.
What year did you come to Oregon?
Oh, that was just about 2.5 years ago. But I've been in the U.S. for quite a long time.
Where did you live in the U.S. before you came to Oregon?
I lived for 8 years in Michigan and for another 8 years in California.
So why did you decide to come to Oregon?
I love the West Coast. You know, I lived initially when I came to the U.S. I lived in California, and then school brought me to Michigan, and then I decided I wanted to get back to the West Coast, and so I managed to get a job in Oregon. That's where I came.
What were the biggest challenges that you faced in coming to America?
Biggest challenges. You wouldn't think that overall overall, the cultures are similar, but I think what makes it difficult that a lot of the you forget how different, you know, the different countries are too. So there are a lot of little things which is very different over here than in Europe. For example, what's so different in Europe? And I think that's probably not just in Germany, but other countries as well. You are raised being politically very active. Mm-hmm. You participate, you know, it's every day you talk about politics. That's truly not the case here. In fact, people tend to avoid politics.
My mom said the same thing about growing up in Germany. She said she read the newspaper every day. She'd always have discussions with her friends about politics.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that I don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, what I found, I used to just stick with that and continue doing that. And then I actually recognized that people actually were very uncomfortable with me doing that, talking about politics or issues. And so those are the sorts of things you have to be very aware of. And this is true, I think, for Germans tend to be very upfront and open and speak their mind more so than in the U.S. Let me give you an example. You asked me, oh, can you help me out on Sunday? I need to do this, and I really need somebody to help me. So in Germany, I basically would say, if I have something planned, you know, there's something going on that Sunday, and I really don't have the time, I would say, you know what, I can't do it. And here, you probably would be more inclined to say, let me think about it. I might have something going on there. Let me get back to you on that. So those are just different approaches. And if you actually get thrown into a social situation, you have to be very aware of that. Because, in fact, you can really get yourself in trouble. So that's what I mean with culturally, we are very similar, but there are those small things. If you're not aware of them, they can really create some difficulties. So you do have to kind of adjust, be very alert to what you're saying and really listen what's going on around you and adjust that.
That's interesting. Did you ever face any prejudice when you arrived in America or Oregon?
No, but I think I would.
What do you like most about Oregon?
I definitely like the outdoors, the wilderness that's still here. That's what I initially, one of the reasons why I wanted to come to the U.S. It's very different in Germany and most parts of Europe. Everything is very groomed and developed just because, you know, humans have lived there for a long time. Very different here.
Yeah. What aspect do you miss the most about Germany?
The culture, too. Mm-hmm. Really, and my family.
Do you have any family here, or is everybody still
in Germany? All my family is back in Europe.
Have you noticed differences in the American education system, different from the German education system?
Yes. Let me ask you this, though. Which education system are you referring to? Just K through 12, college,
anything,
or
anything?
It's difficult to say. There are definitely differences. I'm not so familiar with the high school system. I'm learning more and more about it, and the middle school system here, because I have a daughter and she's just in elementary. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning more and more about it. I guess the key difference, now that I think about it, both in K through 12 and even college, is that in Germany the educational system tends to be very rigid, meaning that you have to make very specific decisions about what certain mm-hmm. career path you want to go, and you basically need to stick with it. It's very difficult to switch. Very few opportunities there. Let me give you an example. In the system there, at grade 4 or 5, you have to make a decision. Are you going to go more a 9-year path, mm-hmm. school, 11-year path, or do you go on to the 12-year, which that would be gymnasium, which is probably just above the high school system here. The 11-year path is more of an applied school where you... The idea is students who actually enter that route are going to go through apprenticeships. The ones with the 12 systems, they're going to, through 12 years, they're going to go on to college. And then, of course, there are the 9-year. Those are, these days, it's very difficult to get a job there because you even have trouble getting an apprenticeship. But again, that route was usually for the folks, for the students who actually were interested in doing something far more applied. It's a very basic education background. And then it's very hard to change between. So, at grade 4 and 5, you have to make that decision. But moving from one to another is very difficult. And it's just a darn early age to make a decision in terms of what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
Not the issue here, right? The system here is set up that everybody has the opportunity. Which is good in some ways. I do like some of the rigidity too, that all students, if you're planning to go complete 12 years of schooling there, you're forced to actually take a certain amount of science and math. And I think here students can weasel out of this more, and I personally don't think that's a good idea, but different systems. So.
I know I have some friends in Germany that are in gymnasium, and I have some other friends that are in the other type of school.
Yeah.
Do you ever go back to visit Germany?
Very often, yeah, at least once a year.
What are the most important lessons that you have learned while adapting and integrating to the American way of life?
That you do need to adapt and integrate. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, people will not, they're just not going to be comfortable with you. I think that's just a reality of it.
Do you happen to be part of the German American Society in Portland?
No. Oh, okay. You have to tell me about that.
It's just like a community where you can sign up and get newsletters and stuff. When I was younger, I did a Saturday school every Saturday where I just took like an hour or two German class just to keep my German up.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to lose it ever.
Yeah.
Search German American Society.
Yep.
Those are all of our questions.
Is there anything you'd like people to know about Germany or about moving to a new country?
It's very hard. I think Oregonians in general are incredibly open to and welcoming to foreigners, much more so than other states.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my experience. I've been quite surprised with that. So, I don't know. I think they're already doing what's great to make people welcoming here.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome here. So.
I think my parents noticed that too when we moved from California to Oregon. We noticed that people in Oregon are a lot more open and friendly, I guess, than Californians.
Yeah, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And it's a very big change moving from Michigan to the Midwest. It's just far more conservative. And,
yeah. All right. Well,
I guess
thank you very much
for
being here.
You're welcome. Yeah.